First up is Barry Bowditch, Managing Director of Magic Millions. Welcome, Barry.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, listeners.
What a... Well, it all just builds up again, doesn't it? I mean, we spoke to you yesterday. You were down on the beach at this time, and it really does reflect just how vibrant the Gold Coast is for racing at this time.
Exactly. It's a huge week here. You know, you can't get a room. You can't get into a restaurant. It's a busy, busy time here on the Gold Coast, and obviously grand final day's upon us.
It is. First day, it's always sort of with the auctioning of yearlings that begin at, it's 11 o'clock Sydney time for our listeners back in New South Wales, but it's nervous anticipation, I guess. Take us through your emotions this morning on the morning of day one.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you get to the sale here and, you know, it's the first sale of the year, so no one really knows what the market's going to be. Obviously, you know, the vendors have been very happy with their inspections over the last few days, but, you know, buyers don't know what horses are worth. Vendors don't know how to value them and put reserves on them at this point. So, you know, it's a lot of unknown and it normally takes a couple of hours for it to find its feet. But we've got some particularly good lots early on, so fingers crossed we can get the ball rolling.
Okay, just on that, I mean, the prize money, there's so much discussion about prize money now. For us in New South Wales, we've had Victoria follow through on that. And for a good story up here, we had some, you know, some discussions with the Queensland government that will they or won't they support in a strong way the industry. But they have now done that. Take us through what prize money does to a sale.
Look, as you know, Australian racing is in a great state with prize money. When you look at New South Wales, it's the benchmark. It's fantastic now for what you can race for each and every day. Victoria's followed suit, and it's great to see Queensland starting to pick up its act, and it's going in the right direction. I think Queenslanders have a lot to look forward to. And on top of that, having a $10 million race day for yearlings only for Magic Million sales that's based around this yearling sale, it's a fantastic carrot for buyers.
There are some terrific stories that we'll see on Saturday. Horses that are running in their third Magic Millions races. There's a couple of them. I mean, it's a terrific concept that these horses, if they can maintain health and fitness and keep at a high level, their trainers are confident that they'll run well in races like Saturday. I mean, they can just keep coming back.
It's a gift. It's a gift that can keep giving. You know, like as you say, there's plenty of horses that are riding for the second, third time, and that's what the Magic Millions scheme is about. You know, it's about, you know, coming here, buying race horses that can go on and you can have fun with for years going by.
The big launch yesterday, this time yesterday down on the beach, but then last night the cocktail party, and it's always a joyous one. Glenn Munsey's just already roamed through. He'll be on air after 10, but the lamb chops, he was wrapped in. But it's just a special night of entertainment for all the participants to kick off really what happens for the next 3 days here.
Yeah, we had a fantastic vibe down there on the beach last night. We had a good crowd of our vendors and buyers and all our friends, and it's just a great way to launch the carnival. Unfortunately, I didn't get a lamb chop. Munz kept all them to himself. but it was a great night.
It is. Let's talk about the lots. I mean, as I say, it begins at 11 o'clock, and I should mention it'll be on Sky Thoroughbred Central, but a large portion will be on Sky Racing 2 as well. And be aware that that is absolutely free of charge, as we do at this time of the year for the Magic Millions. So at 10:30 Sydney time, there'll be a preview of what's unfolding today. Barry, you'll be joining us on that program. But it's Sky Racing 2, and as I say, it's free of charge for the week ahead. Lot 1. I saw its name up there on the board when the guys were testing it all yesterday, and I'm thinking, gee, how does Jerry feel? Barrymull started off with a fast net rock out of Palacio de Crystal, a Group 2 winner. Jerry's Jerry, but he must be sort of a bit pumped this morning as well to have the first lot going through.
I think there's no better man to open the batting than Jerry. You know, he's our biggest vendor here. He's obviously co-owner of the company, so... You know, he's got a colt there. He's got to do a job on early. So hopefully he's got a realistic reserve and we can get it sold for him.
Well, you know, Palacio de Crystal, the dam is a Group 2 winner, but there's already Palazzo Vecchio that's come through that family as well. So it's a good positive start. Can you just relay it? Because I've often asked this question. How does the catalogue work itself out year by year?
Yeah, it's a pretty easy, it's a systematic way. So we go by the mother's name and move five letters on each year.
Okay. So there's no People say, oh, Saturday night's always big, but it's just the way it falls.
No, it's potluck.
Yeah, yep. It is. Just a couple of lots that people can jot down and listen and watch out for today. Lot 10 is one out of a Group 1 winner.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a colt from Widden Stud here, Medagliadoro Peggy Jean. He's a big, strong colt. He's been busy out of his box. And, you know, on pedigree alone, we expect him to be quite popular. And he's a nice horse to go with it. So fingers crossed he can be the early leader.
Lot 20 is another one that's out of a Group 1 winner, Politeness.
Yes, a Snitzel colt out of Politeness from Arrowfield Stud. He's a lovely horse. He's got a huge walk on him. You know, a horse like that, you know, you'd think it command a lot of attention.
Lot 34 is another one that I know there's been a lot of interest in. This is the three-quarter to Stratum Star, Serenades in the Family, a colt here, Lot 34.
That's right. Beamer Thoroughbreds are selling this on behalf of Jonathan Munns. It's a Redoute's Choice colt, three-quarter brother to Stratum Star. Lovely horse again, and we look forward to having him in the ring.
Lot 117, and I'll repeat these numbers towards the end for you. Listeners back there, you can jot down. What about Lot 117?
Well, Zoustar, you know, this horse from Widden again. Zoustar is the horse that's taken the industry by storm in the last 12 months, having a Magic Millions winner, a trifecta in a Coolmore. He's a lovely horse, and he should be very, very popular, I feel.
And Lot 204 is later in the day. This is an I Am Invincible out of, I think, David Payne raced her, Tai Tai Tess.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, this particular mare, Tai Tai Tess, had an I'm Invincible last year that made $2 million here. So this is the full brother to the sale topper from last year. Okay. Gay Waterhouse has got the two-year-old, which they like, and he's a lovely horse again. Mum's doing a great job, Tai Tai Tess, and we're really excited to have this horse in the ring late today.
All right. There are a few of the lots, and it's always hard first time putting the acid pump on your Barry, but there's a few. I was wandering around yesterday, and we know how successful the I'm Invincibles are. The Lot 72, a filly out of Rose of Choice. It was, the big players were there looking at her. And when I say it was Yulong, it was Godolphin, who have John Gosden alongside them now, very much a part of Godolphin travelling. When I saw him yesterday, I had to look three times to realise who it was, because he's the trainer of Enable, he's the trainer of Cracksman, he's got an outstanding two-year-old back in home. But I guess it suits, because it's their jumping season in the UK, that it gives him the chance to come here.
Oh, we're just thrilled to have him here. You know, whatever Godolphin do in the market will be a bonus, but to have John Gosden here and have a legend of the industry like him here on the grounds, and to be, you know, helping the team from Godolphin out is fantastic. We're thrilled that he's taking the time to come down to Magic Millions.
Yeah, for sure. But all the big names are here. And I will say, you know, this time last year, Hong Kong Jockey Club weren't here because there was the controversy about quarantine and things like that. But I've seen the team here again this year.
That's right. Mark Richards is here on the grounds with his team. And, you know, they're liking what they're seeing. So fingers crossed they can hit the results board early today.
Carmel Size is another one that's here.
Yeah, Carmel Size. I haven't had her in quite a few years. So having her back's great.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of guys from Hong Kong here. Or plenty of buyers from Hong Kong. So, you know, we're here to show them a good time. And hopefully they can buy some horses.
For sure. Now, the facilities here. You know, many people have probably described it in years gone by as a shed. But you've done a lot of renovation in the way it looks, and for comfort, obviously, because inside that ring, a lot of people, always a bit of humidity, that sort of thing. But you've done a lot of work, Barry.
That's right. It's a glammed up shed now, Andrew. So it's still a shed, but what we've just tried to make the comfort levels better, the look and the feel. So when people walk in, they feel like they're somewhere that they want to be. It's comfortable now. We've got good air conditioning and fans, a new stage. You know, we've got a beautiful new kitchen that can cater all the ringside dining. So we're looking forward to turning the lights on there at 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, it is. You know, the auctioneers, I saw them wandering around. It really is a machine, isn't it?
Mm.
It really is.
It's a big team effort to get to this level. And, you know, we the auctioneers get around, look at all the horses, to speak to the vendors. And it's showtime for them in, you know, just over under 2 hours.
Yeah, no, it is. And I just saw behind you the Massaras walk in from Arrowfield. So the other thing, and we'll talk about this as the week goes on, but just a brief mention before I let you go. They are the stars of the show. I know the yearlings, but I tell you, the people who handle the yearlings, I get out here at 6 o'clock or just before 6 Queensland time, and there are cars in the car park, and I'm thinking, who's belonging to these? These are the workers that are in there feeding the yearlings, looking after them, shampooing them, making sure that when they go through that sales ring, they look incredible. They are the stars.
Yeah, they're the unsung heroes. You know, it's an amazing effort. It just didn't start here. They've been looking after these horses since the day they were born. So, you know, it's fantastic the job they do.
It's very emotional for them too.
Exactly. And they're very proud of their horses. So we share a drink with them at the end of the day because they deserve it.
Yeah, they do. We might try and get one or two on the show the next couple of mornings and have a chat to them. Barry, thanks for dropping in. Now, as I say, we're on Sky Racing 2 at 10:30 on Sydney time for the next three mornings, previewing all the action. And Barry, you better head off, put a little bit of touch of makeup on, mate, but we'll be on air at 10:30.
Look forward to it, Andrew.
Good on you, Barry. Cheers. Barry Bowditch joining us, Managing Director of Magic Millions. As I say, Sky Racing 2 is free of charge this week, so for everything around it, plus Sky Thoroughbred Central, you won't miss a beat.